Blog Talk Radio. Hey guys, it's your girl Miss P, and you are now in tuned. I just want to, first of all, just give a shout out to my little sissy Tiana because I see you on the line. We didn't get to do Teens in Tuned, but we're definitely going to be following up with Teens in Tuned the next show. So go to www.theintuneshow.com to stay in tune to our next segment and our next show topic. For all those who are interested that are teens, that are talented, creative, or just have something to talk about that you would like to share on the Teens in Tune segment, get in touch with Sienna J at Sienna_intuned, or you can email her at teens_intuned@AOL.com. I want to give a big shout out to everyone for being patient with me because I have fell off the mat for the last couple of days. And, I'm getting it all together, and it's all going to work itself out. So today's guest is going to be Hannah Burt, and she is a violinist who will be rocking it out. So I'm excited to get to talk to her, and for all those who want to gain on her, tune in or dial in at 818-495-6975. We're also going to be talking to Diva J with Diva Got the J on Gossip, and then we're going to be talking to Diva J in Altitude in the locker room. Just so you guys can know, I am adding the segments, or should I say Phoenix is adding the segments to the Intune Show website so you guys can go to the website to reference the website for now on for scores, for the team picks and things of that nature from Diva J and Altitude. So that should be exciting for all you sport lovers. Until we have Hannah Burt give us a call in, let's play her next track, which is called Improve. Tune in. Hey guys, so that was Stephanie Mills and Teddy Pendergrass with Fill the Fire. Earlier we played Violin Goddess and we also played Improve by Hannah Barris. So without further ado, let's bring her right on so we can get in tuned. How you doing today?
Fantastic, how are you doing?
Good, we're doing well. And if I'm mispronouncing your name, please correct me because I'm so bad with this.
Yeah, you know, it's a mouthful. It's Hannah Barris. I'm sure you were fine, but it's not an easy name to remember. So Hannah Barris.
Yes, definitely. So I just want to thank you so much for being understanding for the first time we were scheduled. And to also thank you for being on the show with us today. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Thank you. And hi to all your listeners and everyone in the U.S. and in Denmark who promised they would stay tuned and listen.
Yes, definitely. So let's jump right in. So how old were you when you first picked up the violin, and what did you love about that instrument the most?
You know, I was six. I grew up I'm the only musician in my family, but I grew up with a lot of music around me. And I was 6 years old, and at the time, you know, it was just one of those things that the parents tell you to do. You know, you just go along with it. But now I have to say that what I really love about the violin is that it's very close to the human voice, you know. And I always, you know, I've heard my especially my dad played a lot of opera and you know vocalist, and I listen a lot to voice. And I always try to emulate the voice when I play the vocal, especially soprano and the female side of that. So and so I just really love that about the violin, that it's easy to emulate, I feel, more easy than maybe other instruments like winds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm very grateful for, yeah.
Yeah, so did you learn how to play any other instrument outside of the violin, or was that the one that just was like your first love and you just stuck with it?
Yeah, you know, I actually started on the drums.
On the drums,
like,
really?
When I was little, yeah. But I don't think it lasted very long for, you know, which I'm grateful for. I played the violin up until I went to conservatory. I went to the conservatory in Vienna, and there we all had to play piano, which is a really great idea. And I kind of regret today that I didn't put more effort into that, you know, because the piano is a fantastic instrument where you can really accompany yourself, whereas I feel I always have to play with others. Like, it's difficult to play completely on my own with a violin. So I wish maybe that I had put a little bit more time into the piano. But basically, violin is the only instrument I have now, yeah.
Absolutely. So take me back to the time when you played at Carnegie Hall for the first time. What was it like, you know, just the whole experience of it all?
Yeah, that was incredible. I had, you know, I'm one of those people who kind of plan far ahead, and I had this one dream and that turned into a plan that was to play my debut recital in Carnegie Hall. And I had moved to New York from Europe. I just moved to New York, and I'm telling you, first of all, I did not know one person. I just moved, you know, with nothing. I did not have salt to my egg, and I'm not exaggerating. I worked as a sort of like legal aide to a lawyer's firm, and I worked from like 4 until midnight in order to just make it by so I could, you know, rent an apartment and just find a pianist and do all the stuff I had to do for my recital. So I flew in my pianist that I had worked with from the UK. She came in to do a program with me, and the Danish consulate basically helped me sponsor the whole thing. We had like a huge reception afterwards. And then I just put a really great program together. I find that there was a lot of contemporary music, but also some classical, and made a really great program. And, you know, it was basically with the help of the Danish consulate and the people at Carnegie, and I just, you know, we just did it. It was such a fantastic experience. And from then on, right after my debut, I got a really nice review in the New York Times, and there were lots of people there. And after that, I sort of like, that was when I didn't have to do all the lawyer stuff, all the things I really didn't want to do, but just be able to play the violin, you know, after that. So it was a really great start to my career in New York City. And you know what it really proved to me is that that it was such a far-fetched idea in a way, because I came to New York, like I said, not knowing anybody. to but just to show me that you can do anything if you just really, really want to do it. You can figure it out, you know, make it work.
Absolutely. So did you ever read the review that you got in the New York Times?
Did I read it?
Yeah.
Is that what you got? Yes, absolutely.
Yes, did you?
I did. Are you kidding? It's like the next morning, I woke up at like, you know, crack of dawn, you know, 5 o'clock, and just sat there drumming my fingers on my table waiting for the New York Times to get delivered to the store so I could like rush out and just scour every page, you know. That's basically, seriously, I'm not exaggerating. That's what I did. My parents had flown in from Denmark, of course, because it was such a crazy idea I had to play in Carnegie. And then it was there, and it was just like, you know, swallowing every word. You know, please say something good that I can, you know, be happy about. So it was nice. They were, I actually had a hand injury, so I played a much shorter program that I had anticipated because I had broken my hand a few years earlier, and I was still sort of recovering a little bit from that. So they were just talking a little bit about that, and then they were talking about the fact that they liked my program, the way that we programmed it, that it was interesting, variety and diverse programming, and just like, you know, that they liked it. So it was great.
Yes, it was awesome. I was just like, wow, you know, you never really know until you start picking and digging on someone how awesome they really are. Not to say that you wasn't awesome before I started picking and digging,
yes,
but just to say that it just enhances it all. And you're just like,
yes,
wow, she's really, 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 really awesome.
Yeah, no, it was a hallelujah moment. It was. I mean, it just felt like such an accomplishment for me because it was, like I had played many, many recitals before that. It was just more, just like I said, there isn't, you know, there aren't any doors that can't be opened. Do you know what I mean? It was that feeling, like you see the top of the mountain and you think, no, Carnegie, you know, and like, yeah, you do it, you know, get a great program together and have great people behind you, because I played with the best pianist and I had a really fantastic composer from Turkey whose music I had heard. I asked him to write a piece for me, and then he wrote a piece. And so it was just like, you know, if you surround yourself with quality and you do your best, then, you know, you can do anything. It was that kind of, that's what I got from that experience more than anything else, with that feeling of accomplishment, like you wanted to do it and you set it in motion. It was hard at times, but it was so worth it. And it was, you know, now there's nothing stopping, you know.
Absolutely, and I love the fact that you just kind of, like, narrowed that out of all of that. Like, the, you know, for other people that's out there that's interested in pursuing whatever career that they have, you know, in mind, is that when you surround yourself with great people, great things happen. So
yes,
that's definitely
so
a strong point. Mm-hmm.
So
what was it
and
like?
You know what else?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm
go ahead.
Sorry, honey.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that there was a silver lining, too, about the when I had broken my hand, I was in therapy at Johns Hopkins for a while, and it was when I was sitting there, it took almost a year to learn to reuse my hand, and it was that time where I sort of rehatched my plan for the next 5 years, and one of the things was Carnegie Hall, so I had a sort of, by the time I could play again, I had it all mapped out, you know, I'm going to do this, and then number two is this, and number three is this, and number, you know, so.
Right.
So there's like this.
That's deep, you know, because some people, you know, not to harp on this or anything like that, they just don't have, like, something happens to them like that, like, hey, you injured yourself, or something takes you away from your ultimate goal, just like a little sidewinding thing. And then some people don't know how to get it back. But for you to have been like, hey, this is what's happening, and this is what I'm going to do, and kind of map out that plan, you know, hats off to you for that. And staying dedicated and driven to accomplish it. Yeah, definitely. So what was it like for you when you won first place for the Paloma d'Oro and also, you know, the Queen of Denmark, you know, presented you with a prize?
Yeah, that was amazing. I get to that first. That was amazing. Let me think. I have to think back. That was such a fantastic honor, of course. First of all, to get the prize, and second of all, to get it from her, I mean, it was just a beautiful thing, very, very honoring, and humbling. I was just so, so incredibly grateful for that. She gave it to me in one of the very, very beautiful castles in Denmark. It's one It's a very small castle on a very little tiny island in Denmark, and it was just, you know, the whole, everything about it, the surroundings and everything, it was just amazing. And so she gave me the prize, and it was a surprise. I didn't really even know about it. And for that prize, because I played a recital, and then she gave me the prize. So she was there at the recital, and she gave me the prize. And for that, with that money that I got from that award, I bought my very first really, really nice instrument. So, you know, it was another life-changing thing that happened to me, which I'm just, yeah, I can't. I mean, when I look back, you know, I've just been handed so many things. It's amazing.
Right. It's like, wow, things are just opening up, which is a blessing and beautiful at the same time, like poetic, so to speak.
Yes, that is a good word for it. It's poetic when I think back. And, you know, and it's just so easy, too, to just to think that, to get used to it or not to realize that this is just really something very, very special, you know, and that you know, you how lucky I am. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. At the time, you know, especially now, you know, I think when you get a little bit older, that is one of the wonderful things you realize, that this is all the little things, that how special they are. So I've been incredibly lucky. I really have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have been known to cross over to other genres, including hip-hop. What about rap music draws you?
Well, you know, I've always loved hip-hop for the same reasons I think everyone does. You know, I mean, I'm mostly drawn to the sensual side of hip-hop. I mean, spoken word, but also song. And I love a groovy beat. You know, I always been, drawn to what's a really, really groovy beat. And then I love, you know, it's all a language to me. You know, music is all a language. But here's a really fantastic platform in which to have a great message, you know, in rap, for instance. So that's another thing that I really love. But the most important thing that draws me is that I play an instrument that can be very lyrical, and it can also be much more percussive than people think it can be, you know. But I think it sounds incredible, the mixture with the harder edge of the hip-hop beats and stuff. Then you mix those two worlds, and I just think it works. You know, I really do. I think it's great, and it's very unique. It's not done a lot, right? And so it is just a wonderful mix, like I said. It just works. It's sort of like when you hear Eminem mixing with Rihanna or whatever, you know, you hear the harder, mm-hmm. harder sort of like rapping with its beautiful soprano voice. I think that works great also. It's the same idea, you know. But I just love it. Oh my gosh. I love all of the crossovers. I also used to play a lot of Scandinavian folk music or fiddle music, and I began to put some tracks down with that too. So you mix that fiddle music with hip hop beats. That's going to come out in a few months or maybe weeks. So a track with that the same thing is like a great mixture of the all the cultural worlds, all the music. Because like I said, it's a language. It's just one language, and it's just different words, you know.
Yes. Absolutely. So along with your doctorate in music arts, musical arts, you have a master in education and counseling. Do you plan to take up, you know, in the future, or will you be doing music for the rest of your life? Will you know, what's your plan?
You know what? That is a really good question. I will probably keep playing. I never did stop playing. But what happened was there are a couple of things. First of all, I have those two degrees in music, a master's and a doctorate. But I kind of felt that it was almost like just more of what I was already doing, and I just kind of put a paper to it. That's how I kind of felt. And one day, I just was like, I wonder what it must be like to go to school, like to go to college and learn something different that you haven't been doing. And I've always been very interested in all of the humanities. Like, I've always been interested in counseling. I feel that what I do is so specialized. You're playing the violin is so specialized, and my education is so specialized about most of it was just basically practicing and playing recitals and doing some classes in harmony and stuff like that. But, counseling, on the other hand, is very universal. You know, everybody has dealt with some of those things, you know, emotions and depression and self-esteem issues and yada, yada. I could go on and on. So I decided to go back to school And I was playing this whole time and working this whole time. But basically, I went back to school and got my master's in counseling. And I have two internships behind me. I had a license in school counseling. And I'm like 2 minutes away from getting a license in clinical also. But nothing, I have to tell you, like nothing has changed me as much in a positive as getting that degree. Because that's basically like being in therapy every day for 3 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether you want to or not. I mean, that was what it was like. And just like getting to be more familiar, you know, learning about what makes us do the things that we do and what makes people behave the way they do and the things that people go through and what it does to them, especially in kids. That's basically my specialty is adolescents at this point. Lots of, you know, work in self-esteem and what that does, and lack thereof, I should say, you know, for kids, what makes them able to do their best and what closes the door on them, you know. So it's specialized in education, you know, and I'm just, it's the best thing. I don't think I'll probably use it or anything, but it's the best thing I've ever done, hands down.
Absolutely.
So
and
grateful for that degree, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that although if you don't use it going forward as far as, like, teaching, but as far as, like, you know, educating others out there that are interested in pursuing a career in music, anyone that you encounter in life can definitely benefit from your education and experience. So you're still using it, but just in your own way.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're so right. No, you're so right. And I also, again, it's like, you know, like I said about having it be a language, like it's just about getting the tools. So I just feel like I just got more tools to say what I want to say in my music.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I want to be an intelligent musician, you know what I mean? I'm reflective, I'm thoughtful when I play. I think about the stuff that I do. I think about when I interpret things that other people wrote for me, for instance, or whatever. So this is just more tools in my tool belt, that basically, for putting in depth, you know, that's how I see it.
Mhm. I totally agree. So what are some of the upcoming projects you have going on? And are there any artists that you are currently working with?
Yes, I have a very exciting workmanship or sort of collaboration with Anton Dunn, the amazing singer-songwriter that I work with. I've worked with him for a few months now. And his debut album, Truth of the Matter, is coming out this Tuesday. It's called Truth of the Matter. You all should go and get a copy. It is so beautiful. Like one song is more beautiful than the other. I'm on the title track of that album, like it's called Truth of the Matter, and we're also doing a lot of things together, you know, just string arrangements and you know, he's helping me a lot with his tracks, and I'm learning an amazing amount from him. So that is definitely a very exciting thing this Tuesday. And then I have a single coming out. I can't tell you exactly the date, but in the next few weeks, and then I'm working basically on my album. So that's the sort of like very near and medium our plan, basically.
Absolutely. So I just have like two more questions for you before I let you go. But
mm-hmm.
I'm curious too, who has inspired you not only in music but throughout your life, and who have you always dreamed of working with in the music industry?
What was the first part of the question?
Who has inspired you, not only in music, but throughout your life?
Oh, my gosh, there have been so many people. Wow, I can't really say. I would say, like, the musician that I really emulate and really have listened to a lot is Mahalia Jackson. I mean, I would say that she really influenced me. She and Nancy Wilson, those two vocalists, have influenced me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about earlier about the human voice, you know. And who have I wanted to play with? Oh, my gosh, I don't know. There's just so many. I mean, you know. I don't know if I could pick anybody.
Right, because somebody might get upset. Like, hey, you didn't say me. No.
No, I don't think that will probably happen, but I'm just, like, stumped just because there are, like, so many. I wouldn't know who to say, which is ridiculous. But, I mean, Stevie Wonder, for instance, is somebody, of course, you know. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, there are lots of people like that who I love and adore. Actually,
Absolutely.
the Roots, I really would love to play with the Roots. That would be really fun.
Yes, they're
Yeah,
awesome.
I would just really be crazy happy if that could happen, you know? I love the Roots so much.
Exactly.
I think they're such a fun band, and you know, that would be great. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had interviewed Miss Betty White,
Yes.
and she was like, "Hey, you know, the Roots and I got into it at our award ceremony, and then we made a track together." So
Oh,
I thought that was
see?
awesome because they was at odds, and then they wound up coming together to make some music. So I thought that was a
Isn't
very,
that amazing?
very cute story. But yeah,
Yes.
so you know, you never know, and that you know, just keep putting that into the universe like you do everything else. And I mean, so far throughout your journey, you have accomplished so much. So I'm sure when I be talking to you again, you'll be telling me, "Hey, did you listen to that track with The Roots and
With the Roots? Yeah, I hope so. That would be something. That would be another hallelujah moment. Yeah. Let's
It will
root for that,
happen.
definitely.
Yes, it will happen. So my last question is this: if you were a teacher and all of your students wanted to play violin for a living, what would you say to them?
I actually am a teacher. I teach at a faculty at Cleveland State. I don't have many students, but I have a few. And I would say to them that, you know, again, you know, if it's their dream to do it, that they should do it. You do have to know, to understand though, that it comes with some substantial sacrifice. The violin is a difficult instrument to learn, and it takes a long time to learn it, you know, to learn it well. And so you have to really want it. That's what I would say. If you really want it, go for it. But if you're like, you know, then it might be more challenging, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to want to put the time in on that instrument. I did it. I've done it. I mean, I spent the better part of a decade just practicing every day, you know. And you have to want to do that, and then, you know, you can reap the benefits. But so you have to have that attitude, like, nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to do this.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So tell us, where can people stay in tune with you at, you know, to follow up on your upcoming projects and everything all about you? How can we stay in tune?
Yes, thank you for asking that. So you can definitely connect with me on Twitter at iRockTheViolin. And I'm on reverbnation.com/iRockTheViolin and Facebook, iRockTheViolin. And then I have my website is under construction, but that's also iRockTheViolin.com. It'll be up soon. So
Yes, yes.
please follow me. Please find me and get in touch. That would be great.
Yeah, definitely. I know that, you know, I don't like for people to come on the show and don't, you know, gravitate to the fact that we're family here. So just, you know, we'll stay in tune with each other and whatever upcoming things that you have coming up, and you don't have time to really announce it, you know, we'll always give you a shout out. You know, we want to stay in tune with you. So as things progress in your life, we definitely want to be able to, you know, aid and support in any way that we can from this day forward. So
Oh,
stay in tune
wonderful.
with
That is sweet.
us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. And we'll stay in touch.
Okay, wonderful. It was my pleasure. Thanks.
Have a good day. Yay, guys. So definitely stay in tune. I rock the Valen. She's amazing, beautiful, talented, educated, and definitely laid back. So I love it, love it, love it. So for all those who were tuned in last week and Blog Talk did us all the way wrong with the locker room, I'm so excited that everything is running well today, and we're going to be in tune with Diva J and Altitude in just a few, and we'll be in tune with Diva J with Diva Got the J sooner than later. So with that being said, let's just listen to Stonewall by Selena Johnson. She'll be in New York on the 27th, so we want to show her some love because Miss P is trying to be in it to win it. So check her out. If for all those who are not in tune with Selena, she's definitely on R&B Divas and iTunes, of course. You can get her latest Chapter 5 on iTunes, and you can definitely follow her on Twitter at Selena_Johnson. Here's Stonewall.
had fought a thousand battles with my mind, my love, my soul within. Most of them I hit the ground. Made some impossible decisions. Took the road of lonely vision. With faith being my own.
Johnson with Stonewall, so definitely check her out on Twitter at Selena_Johnson and on R&B Divas. You can also go to iTunes to download her under Chapter 5. All of them are great, but that's what she's her current project is. So, much love to her. So, hey, T. Austin, I see that you made it to our locker room segment, which will be coming up soon. So, for all those that are into, you know, sports, I'm still on the ledge, guys. You know, although I love the locker room, I'm still on the ledge of, you know, teams and all this other stuff. I'm still trying to figure it out. So, you guys, you know, there's going to be every week Thursday, I'm going to be updating the site, and we have a new section on the Intune website called Our Segments. And you can find the locker room on the drop-down menu. And if all went well just now, then you could definitely find the list for Call It, which is with Diva J and Out to Do talking about their picks. So you definitely will, you know, get in tune to all of that. And you can also call in at 818-495-6975 to voice your opinions on sports and give your opinions on the picks, the caller of the week. You can also email them at tnsthelockerroom@gmail.com to stay in tune with them. So, excuse me, guys. We're going to be coming up soon with Diva Have the J, which was absolutely like right now, you know. So let's bring Diva J on. Hey, Diva J. Diva?
Hello?
All right. So we lost the call, and that wasn't Diva J. That wasn't her at all. So definitely call back. That's one. And definitely wait for Diva J, because I'm just like, hold on. That's not her. So until then, you know, let's just chill. No, I'm just kidding. Let's just chill. No. It's funny. Let's just play a track. See the day, Karen White. Check it out.
Thank you.
Diva's Got the J for Celebrity Gossip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Diva J.
Hey, Diva.
Hey, love. How are you?
Good, and you, beautiful.
I'm good. I'm glad to know you're feeling better. I heard some mixed messages today.
Yeah, I'm all over the place with it, but I'm definitely here. I'm in tuned and ready for the gossip.
Okay. Well, you know, welcome back, everybody. We are so excited. I'm so excited to be back. We didn't get to do sports last week, so I'm interested in what me and Mr. Altidue have to do today. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet like Kim Kardashian, marriages and relationships, okay? So kind of kick off the news with Kanye West's new controversial song called The White Dress. Now, a lot of reports have been speculated that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are no longer a couple, which is no surprise to us who follow Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They are no longer a couple, but Kanye West has a song called White Dress. So a lot of people are speculating that he's trying to hint that him and Miss Kim Kardashian should get back together and get married and have children and create little Kimmys and Kanyes around the world. And I'm not really for sure how I feel about this yet, but I'm definitely going to keep following it so I can keep abreast of it. Kudos goes out to Miss Rihanna, who is on the newest edition of Vogue magazine. She is covering the magazine, and she looks absolutely gorgeous. Loving the new fierce little haircut that she has. You know, she never really disappoints me with the hair, just the attitude and the action sometimes. But, you know, kudos to her for that whole little thing going on right now. The BET Hip Hop Awards just aired this past week, and of course, everybody knows about the beef going on between Jeezy and Rick Ross. Like, okay, first of all, why they're beefing, I don't even care about the reasoning. But if we go on in weight size, like, I'm going to go with Rick Ross all day. No offense to Jeezy, but I don't care how Rick Ross is fighting and he's beefing with somebody. If it's an altercation, hands down Rick Ross. I mean, you have to take a weapon and take down him because you can't throw no hands at Rick Ross because that's a pretty big dude. Like, so, you know, I hope young Jeezy really understands that. And, you know, I hope that this little beef doesn't escalate into anything that's outrageous, as most rap beefs do. They end up being outrageous. But apparently Gucci Mane now has issues with Jeezy, and I'm not really even for sure if Gucci Mane is even relevant anymore. However, there was speculation that he needs to work for a CarMax ad, and CarMax as in the lip balm, because he has a very ashy lip for some odd reason. So yeah, I told you it was very short and sweet. It wasn't a whole lot of news going on this week, but that is the Van Gogh to Jay for today. You know, oh, no, it's not. I have another one. I'm so sorry. Kudos goes out to Miss Eva Longoria, who has covered the newest edition of Latina Magazine, and she looks absolutely fierce. The hair and the dress, oh, my God, yeah, fierceness. So kudos to her. And Black Girls Rock happened last night, and it will be airing on next Sunday. And kudos to Miss Kerry Washington, who received the ultimate Black Girls Rock Award, and she is so fabulous on Scandal. So if you haven't checked out Scandal, you know, please, you know, let people, you know, catch it. Also have Columbus Short on the magazine, on the show. So it's a lot of Black power on the Scandalous ABC series. So if you haven't caught on to it, just catch it and let people know what you think. But, yeah, that's Diva's Got the J for today.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's bring on the locker room.
5-4 Win for the win. Got it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the locker room with Diva J and Altidude. I am Altidude. That is Diva J. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited. I missed you.
I'm excited, man. I miss you too, man. I ain't had nobody to crack jokes on last week, you know. And
it's
speaking
okay.
of jokes.
I did it on Twitter, but it's not the same.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not the same. I like to hear the silence after I crack a joke and you, like, take it all in. You know what I mean? But speaking of jokes, your Bengals look like a joke right now.
You
they
know what?
They've got to be joking against the Browns.
You know what?
It's a joke. At any moment, they're like, ha, they're going to come out.
I mean, I really wouldn't talk because, you know, the Falcons is going to take y'all up regardless. So y'all going on a hope and a prayer right now. You know, I clearly see the score between the Browns right now. No, I'm not excited about it, but I have all the confidence in the world in my team, and I'd rather die for my team win or lose.
Right, right. And it looks like right now y'all dying. But that's neither here nor there. it's been a great week in sports, honestly. A lot of college football went down yesterday, some big games. For sure. Roll Tide. Like, every week is Roll Tide, though, because they just dominate.
It is. Like, for those of you who did not watch the Missouri game yesterday, so sorry for you. But, yeah, like, within the first 8 minutes of the game, we'd already scored 2 touchdowns. I stopped watching.
Yeah, it got ugly real fast, man. They have the tendency to do that. Yeah, obviously. For those that don't know, when she says Roll Tide, she's speaking about the number one college team in college football, Alabama, the Crimson Tide. They were able to beat Missouri yesterday 42-10. Number 3 South Carolina slipped up against LSU 21-23, which was a big game for South Carolina. Wouldn't quite call it an upset, but it was a big game either way and big for the national title picture. So shout out to both of those schools. You got any HBCU scores today?
I do. I'm going to first start off by saying last weekend I had the lovely distinct pleasure of being on the campus of my alma mater, Central State University. During our homecoming season. So, shout out to Central State, more out of pride. Now, I also attended some wonderful football games. And Central State played Missouri, I forget what it's called. It's Missouri somebody. I'm sorry. Forgive me for not knowing the proper name of the team. When you're sitting on the winning side, the other side of the team, the other side doesn't matter. But needless to say, we beat them. I think it was 27-13. So, proud Central State University. So, kudos to them. Norfolk, I do want to shout out your team and your school for making it, I believe it's the number one HBCU school of business.
Yeah.
So
shout out Norfolk State.
To Norfolk State. I'm not going to say I was surprised, but I'm not surprised. Never surprised by HBCU. But, I was very, proud, always proud of HBCU, just because, you know, we're like the underdogs, and we're like the best. So, you know, shout out to Norfolk State for, you know, being good at what you do in the school business. Okay.
Yeah, big shout out to the Spartans.
Congratulations goes to A&T, University of North Carolina A&T, for beating Howard University 27-10 yesterday. In Raleigh, North Carolina. A very big win for them. Congratulations goes out to Winston-Salem State University, who beat Johnson C. Smith 56-7. I want to talk about that for a minute. That's a very big margin. That's kind of like, I don't even know if Johnson C. Smith, I don't know if this was a practice game, if they put the freshmen out to play. But that is a huge margin. Like, I think Winston-Salem should have just stopped after 24. Like, because they were scoring, like, some ridiculous stuff. Like, it wasn't even, like, small stuff. It was, like, big stuff that they were, like, I don't even understand that. But it was their homecoming, so they had to show out and show out, and that's exactly what they did. Shout out also go to Alabama State University and Clark University. Alabama State University beat Clark and Atlanta University 38-10. You know what? I didn't understand these scores. Like, you know, if you're not coming out to play and you're not coming out to score no points, I think you should just sit down on the bench. Because to have these, like, huge margins, I don't even understand. Like, okay. Anyway. West Liberty University beat West Virginia State 52-19. You know what? Washburn beat Lincoln University 51-18. Virginia State beat Elizabeth City 28-14. Tuskegee beat Morehouse 21-14 as well. Stillman College beat Benedict College 24-19. Shaw University in North Carolina beat Fayetteville State University College 45. So it's just 45-18. Like, I don't understand these scores. Like, I'm very upset. Like, HBCUs, I need y'all to put out serious competition because these scores are kind of, like, ridiculous and heinous. Like, y'all need to let these freshman squads get off the field and put these regular players on the team because these scores are just ridiculous and heinous.
I do have some scores to run down in college football. But before I do that, it's a sad time right now for me as a Raiders fan, as Atlanta just kicked a last-second field goal from 55 yards away. So it's going to be rough. But anyway, you sounded like reading those scores off like those schools were offending you by, like, not scoring enough points, like, to satisfy what you deem as competitive. You know what I mean? It sounds like it hurts you to even have to read those.
It does. It hurts my soul. You know, generally, HBCU games are not, number one, they're not televised. So, you know, it's very near and dear to people who have attended HBCUs and have that HBCU pride. So, yeah, it like, is. Of course, I feel a little bit. Like, I'm kind of like, dang, like, y'all not, like, a good game is, like, 24-19. That was a good game. But anytime you're beat 56-7, it's like, really?
Hey, it's offensive to the fans and to the people who have to watch. Yeah, it's offensive. But look, back to top 25 college football scores real fast. I want to start it off on a high note since I just ended on a sad note here in the NFL with my Raiders going down to the Atlanta Falcons 23-20. But on a high note, number 25, Michigan took Illinois to the woodshed 45-donut. Number 12, Florida State beat Boston College 51-7. That's one of those heartbreaking scores for Miss Diva J there, 55-7, 45-donut. Those are the ones that, like, make her cry at night. As we already said, Alabama over Missouri, 42-10. Florida had a tough game against Vanderbilt but pulled it out, 31-17. Number 5, West Virginia went down unexpectedly to Texas Tech, 49-14. Wasn't even really close. Geno Smith had his worst game of the year by far. Kansas State edged Iowa State 27-21. Notre Dame won in controversial fashion in overtime against Stanford, 20-13. Ohio State, those bums, beat Indiana 52-49. Oregon State over BYU 42-24, USC over Washington 24-14, Oklahoma embarrassed Texas in the Cotton Bowl 63-21, Louisville over Pittsburgh 45-35, Mississippi State beat Tennessee 41-31, and Rutgers over Syracuse 23-15. Obviously, Diva, there's some NFL games going on right now, including your Cincinnati Bengals against the Cleveland Browns. I'm not sure if you've taken a look at that score lately, but it looks like...
Yeah, last time I looked at it, the Browns won by 10.
Yes, and if you look at it right now, you'll see that the Browns are still up 10 with about 2 minutes left in that one. So doesn't look like your Bengals got to come back in them this time.
You say what?
Doesn't look like your Bengals got to come back in them this time.
That's okay. You know, it's all right.
We lose with pride. I don't care. That's my team, ride or die. So,
you know, somebody
got to
be a winner, somebody got to be a loser, but that's still my team, and we winners regardless.
Absolutely. As long as they win
in,
like...
Say that about the Oakland Raiders, though. I really can't.
Look, Oakland played a team today that was undefeated. And, by the way, Atlanta moves to 6-0 for the first time in franchise history. So, big shout-out to Atlanta, but, you know, whatever. Oakland lost that one 20-23 last-second field goal.
Shout-out to Sienna. How you doing, girl? I said, what are those Saints doing today?
Oh, I think they got a bye week this week. They do. They have a bye week this week. So, you know, she won't have to see them lose on TV this time.
Yeah, and you know, since we didn't talk last week, and we didn't have a chance to showcase, but there is something that happened really important last week. Do you know what it is?
What happened important last week?
Baby, I came back for the season!
Who came back?
The NBA.
Oh, well, they're not really back yet.
Preseason, look, when they take to the court, they back.
When they take to the court, they back.
When they take to the court, they back. When there's some scores to win, when there are some scores to be called, they're back.
Wow. I see in the chat room, they're going on my Raiders right now. T. Austin says the Raiders blow, period. They need a bye year. Yo,
well,
that's a good one.
Agree.
And I see her laughing at her
I
own
agree.
Jokes. But that one's good. I like
if I'm driving so fast on the freeway, I keep somebody. But I
oh, my
that.
God. That's good. I like that one. Wow.
A bye decade. Anybody? Bye decade?
A bye decade. It's getting crazy in the locker room today.
I don't think by getting that. I think sometimes you need to go away. Okay, you know, like in music, like when Sade and Maxwell went away for like 10 years, and then they came back and they won Grammys, like almost every Grammy. I think that's what
yeah.
the Raiders should. I think they should.
Oh, hold on. Let me clean that up. She was talking about the Saints. She says the Saints need a bye year.
Oh, I thought
she. But she said.
I thought for the Raiders and the Saints.
Vote for the Raiders.
I vote for the Ravens. And can we add the Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, and the Steelers to that?
Oh, you can't add the Ravens. The Ravens, by the way, are leading the Dallas Cowboys 31-23 with under a minute left in the fourth quarter.
Everybody leaves the Cowgirls.
Everybody leaves
the Cowgirls. They're girls.
The Cowboys have, like, probably...
I know women out there who can really play football, but the Cowgirls are not one of those.
Sorry. Cowboys are struggling this year just a little bit. They're actually threatening the score, though, right now.
Especially without him. Like, the Cowboys have been Emmitt Smith left and retired, so...
That's a long time.
I know.
So you basically saying that without Emmitt Smith, the Cowboys suck.
Yeah, people build millions and millions of dollars for a dome and a facility for these teams to play in, and they don't produce results. And they cost millions and millions of dollars.
Well, look, let's tell the people about our new website segment, so to say. It's called Call It, for those who don't know. And basically what it is every week myself and Diva J will pick 5 games from the upcoming NFL week. We'll give a short analysis and pick a team. We'll pick a winner and give a short analysis on why we think said team will win. This week we actually started it. obviously I lost with the Raiders. I picked the Raiders for one. Diva J picked Atlanta, so you got one. Both of us picked Cincinnati. You know, that's a shocker, too, because, you know, I'm not a big Cincy fan, but...
I think I need to call Marvin Lewis on that. I don't even know. You know what? I'm not even mad at the Browns because they needed a game. This is the first game that they've won all season. So
that's true.
I'm not mad at them. It's kind of like kudos to you for winning your first and only game of the year. But at the same time, I look at my team and I'm like...
I understand. But what about the team that they beat? You know what I mean? They hadn't won a game, but then they beat a team. Like, so if you're the team that they beat, you really got to feel bad. And being that team is Cincinnati, they're probably like, man, we just lost to the Browns.
I don't feel bad. Not at all.
The locker room has a caller.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and I just like to say we're tied in the division, me and Cincinnati. We're both 1-1, so it don't make a difference if we 1-5. We're both tied, and we just intercepted the ball in the end zone. But this starts us off.
It's good. It's actually good to have
made all year.
Yeah, it's good to have a Browns fan on the line with us today because obviously Diva J is a Cincinnati Bengals fan. You know, but she's from Cincinnati. You can't hold that against her.
I think it's a setup.
So what do you think were the keys to the Browns getting their first win today, caller?
Running the football. Got to run the ball. Take pressure off the quarterback. He's a rookie. So let's pound the ball, pound the ball. You got four good running backs. Use them.
There we go. Thank you, caller. Thank you for putting.
Thank you, caller. We appreciate Bengals. You calling.
We do. Thank you, caller. Call next week.
You're welcome.
All right.
The locker room
you
has a caller.
Oh, we got another caller.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the locker room.
Hey.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Guess who we're speaking with today?
This is the one and only Sienna J.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, this is Sienna from Team In Tune. Welcome to the locker room. Do you have anything positive to say?
Anything positive.
See, I didn't even say anything this time. See, y'all started with me.
No one started with you. We didn't personally call Sienna. We didn't say anything about Sienna.
Okay.
No, T. Austin Reed said something about Sienna. Well, not about Sienna, but about Sienna.
Yeah, I'm about to text T. Austin Reed as of now. Mm-hmm. We're about to have an issue.
I think that we all have a positive relationship, and then you call in, and you know, I just feel negativity. I don't understand. I don't feel the love.
You know, so. See, okay, this is the thing. I think I'm gonna have to chill off in Saints though, because they kind of let me down. I can't have that foolishness.
Oh man.
Well, they're not the Saints. They're the Aints. So what happens when you drop the F and you leave the ain't, then you really can't expect them to do that right because they're ain't. They ain't going to win.
See, you got jokes. See, tweeting me every day about that. See, that shit, I'm done.
Wow.
I can't take it.
Shout out to Sienna for teasing, so be sure to check her out. Doing her thing and keeping it positive and youth-like.
Y'all know I love y'all, though. See, positive.
Woo-hoo! It's not the color.
Absolutely. Sienna, tell everybody where they can listen to your show, where they can catch your show, and what time they can catch your show.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's see. I don't know our next show date because the last one got canceled. So, yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
But for those who didn't know.
Twitter to find out, though, right?
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Sienna_Intune.
There you go.
Watch, watch the mean things that she says to me.
Wait,
also,
no, you start with me.
Also, nobody's mean. Everybody loves each other with the Intune family. It's all love.
Sienna,
right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, visit the website, though, www.theintuneshow.com, and there's actually a segments portion of the website now, and you can see Teens in Tune as well as the Locker Room. But, again, thank you, Miss Sienna, for the call. It's always a pleasure when you call in.
No problem.
So, Diva, do you pay attention to MMA at all?
Excuse me?
Do you pay attention to MMA at all? You know, mixed martial arts.
No.
Well, if we have any listeners that do pay attention to mixed martial arts, there was a big fight that went down last night. A big fight that went down last night against between Anderson Silva and Matt Bonner, and Anderson Silva was able to pull that one off. He's now won 16 straight fights in the UFC, by the way, so big time. Baltimore, it looks like they're struggling right now with the Cowboys to finish this off, by the way.
Love the struggle.
You love the struggle?
I love their struggle. I do. It brings me joy.
So another team struggling is what you get pleasure from.
I get joy out of the Ravens and the Steelers struggling, yeah.
Wow.
Should I not?
Sure. There you go.
They're in my division. I want everybody to struggle, but my thing.
Yeah. There are some other scores that are just going final in the NFL, so we'll run those down to you really, really fast. Tampa Bay beat Kansas City. No surprise there, 38-10. Dallas just recovered an onside kick. They trail Baltimore 31-29, but 32 seconds left. They got a chance. Cleveland obviously beat Cincinnati. No surprise there. Miami over St. Louis 17-14. And the Jets beat the brakes off of Indianapolis 35-9.
It just goes to show you what man can really make your squad. It really, I mean, I don't even understand, but one man can really make the squad. And ever since Peyton got hurt, the Colts been struggling to stay alive.
That's true. We can't be too hard on them, though. Like, the guy, Andrew Luck, the number one pick in the NFL draft a year ago, has actually been playing pretty good, and he brought these same Indianapolis Colts back in the second half from a big deficit against the Green Bay Packers, who are, you know, considered to be a really good team. So, you know, it's just week to week, really, with them. They're young, and I assume they'll get better over time.
Okay.
But what do you have for the NBA? You know, you're super excited about the NBA starting. What you got for us?
Give me a second, because I got the
cops'
hat, right?
Oh. And
I think he's
seen
me on my phone.
Yeah, so while she's dealing with an illegal situation, I'll get to
legal.
Some NBA talk.
I'm so sorry. I want to get, oh, heck, he just turned on his lights, good Lord. Okay. I got to call y'all back. I'm so sorry.
It's cool.
I'm going to call y'all back.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of the
Yeah. It looks like we lost both hosts right now. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. We're waiting for them to give us a call back in. Let's just play a little shindig while we wait for them to give us a call back in. Let's see. What would we play? Made Love Lately by Day 26.
change. You tell you on the same page. You want it like I do. Ready to get into good love. I let you have it. I make it last. And you never know what's gonna happen next. This ain't your usual thing that you used to. Type of thing. Chemistry between us. From your reaction, I see the passion. The whole experience is something new. So as I serve my purpose, wanna be of service to you.
Love Lately by Tay 26. The Locker Room is now back in session.
Hello. Sorry, people. I apologize for that. This is your man, Altitude. After my co-host, Diva J, got off the line, I remained on the line, kept talking, but then I was talking to a dial tone, so I apologize for that. But we're back. The Locker Room is back, full effect. It's your man, Altitude. And I'll be here until my co-host figures out her legal problems. If you were on before the show went blank, she was in the process of being pulled over, probably for speeding or some other illegal activity. And I just got word that she was running down 495 here in the Washington, D.C. area, looking much like the running back for the Bengals who was running in the opposite direction. But back to sports. The Lions and the Eagles are engaged in a very tight game. The Eagles lead that one 23-20. Of course, we ran down the games that went final. But let's get you guys some NBA news, rather. If you haven't heard by now, the league has expressed plans to fine players who they think are flopping. Now, if you don't know what flopping is, that's when a defensive player jumps in front of an offensive player in an attempt to draw a charge, you know, it's a smart move if you are obviously successful, but if not, then it just looks like you're acting and, you know, you should be at an award show for a different type of entertainment. But anyway, the league has decided to find these players who they think are flopping. The only bad thing about this, the only thing that I disagree with is that the referees won't be making the decisions here. So if it happens in a game, the referees won't then say, oh, that's a flop, and it's not like a personal foul or anything. It waits. It goes to the league office, who then makes the decision on who is flopping, and then they hand out fines. It's just another way, in my opinion, for the league to make money off of, you know, small things that they probably shouldn't be making money off of. But if you have an opinion, please feel free to call in, join the chat room here, www.blogtalkradio.com/the In Tune Show. Just got a couple emails and texts of some friends that I sent messages out to that have joined the conversation here on the In Tune Show. So big shout out to them, man. Thank you for your support. We appreciate your continued support here on the Locker Room with Diva J and Out to Dude. Right now, I'm riding solo because if you haven't heard, my co-host is probably in the back of a squad car right now explaining her situation. But moving on, big shout-out to Diva J, though. Showing some nifty moves there on the freeway trying to evade police. Too bad those Bengals couldn't evade the Browns today, though, as they went down hard, 34-24, to a team that they had no business losing to. But that's neither here nor there. The 4 o'clock games have started. The Washington Redskins are taking on the Minnesota Vikings right now. That's big news because Washington Redskins starting quarterback rookie RG3 was knocked out of a game last week with an apparent concussion injury. He was held out the remainder of that game. There was speculation that he may not play this week. But, you know, he practiced fully on Thursday and Friday, was cleared to play today. So he is going to be taking the field there for Washington today. So that's obviously a good thing for people in the Washington, D.C. area or Redskins fans. So big shout-out to RG3, who may just be my favorite new player. I'm just saying. But it's Raiders all day. You guys
that's
already
cool.
know. We got a caller for the locker room. Caller, thank you for calling. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joe. I'm calling from Dayton.
Joe?
Yes.
Dayton.
Yes.
Dayton's a hot spot for
the
them
Browns
so
today.
On,
y'all like them Browns? Did they call good plays today, sir?
Man, everybody from Dayton seems to be a Browns fan. But, yes, the Browns did look very good today against the rival Cincinnati Bengals. No big
and
surprise
and
to me, though.
What happened with the Raiders, sir? What happened to the Raiders, sir?
The Raiders went against a good team, man. Atlanta's 5-0. We had a good game, though. Carson Palmer decided to throw it to the other team. I guess he likes the opposing jerseys better than his own. So.
Yeah, well, I like them Raiders. I like the Raiders, but I mean, like, they suck right now.
They suck right now.
I'm sorry to say that on the air. You know, I hope that is no sense.
It's cool. You know, a lot of people in the chat room actually. T. Austin, who I support 100%, said my Raiders need a bye year. Not just a bye week, but a bye year.
Yeah,
like they should take the entire year off.
Dang, that's your team?
That's my team, man. And, you know, I got to do this on a serious note.
What about the Big Ten, sir? Have you been keeping up?
I have been keeping up. And for those who don't know who are listening, the Big Ten is a conference in college football that includes my Michigan Wolverines, the Ohio State Buckeyes, teams like that. But I think the Big Ten, obviously they're not the powerhouse that the SEC is right now. Maybe not even the second best conference in the country right now, but I do think they're on the rise. You know, obviously,
who are you,
Urban
man?
Meyer.
Who are you to say the Big Ten? This Ohio State area, man, what's wrong with you? Talking about, like, this and ain't that, man. What's wrong with you?
I gotta be unbiased for the listeners out there, man.
Unbiased.
You know, it's nothing personal. And in fact, my team, Michigan, is in the Big Ten, and I proudly say that. I proudly raised the Big Ten banner and all of that. But, you got to be honest. You got to keep it real, man. The SEC
is
the most dominant conference in the country. I do think, though, the Big Ten is on the rise.
What conference is the most dominant in the country right now?
The SEC. That's the Southeastern Conference with teams like Alabama, South Carolina, LSU. The conference that had two teams in the national championship a year ago. That's unheard of.
Well, you got a point there. You do have a point there. But I still believe that Ohio State will pull this out and be in a bowl game vying for the number one.
Yeah, as long as Ohio State stops doing the legal stuff, then one day I'm sure that they'll
you didn't have to call it like that, brother. Hey, look, I enjoyed our conversation, but you just cut too quick right there. But I'm going to be calling you. I'm definitely be calling you because I heard about you, and they say that you got good commentary, but I think you suck today, man, and I will call back. Next week, you look for me, Joe.
No problem,
right?
Joe from Dayton. I appreciate your call.
There you go. I mean, you got a fan in Dayton, but that's not the point. You suck as a commentator. Bye.
Wow. Yeah, man, definitely a hater on the Intune show, but it's all good. You know, if I didn't have haters, I wouldn't have people who love me. It's crazy. I'm actually trying to get my hater count up, though. Like, if I can get it to, like, 30 before the end of October, then I think I'm doing my job. But anyway. I'm hearing myself.
But anyway.
Is that Diva J, like, on running from the police, out of breath? I guess not. But, yeah, if I can get it to 30 before the end of October, then I think I'm doing my job as far as the haters go. But thank you, caller. Thank you. I understand your beef with me keeping it real and pounding on your Ohio State Buckeyes. It's all good, though. Back to this NFL news, though. A couple more games have gone final. The Jets beat Indianapolis 35-9. That's no surprise. On Thursday, me and DVJ actually didn't cover this, but Thursday – the Tennessee Titans shocked the Pittsburgh Steelers, beat them 26-23. Right now, Arizona leads Buffalo 3-0. Seattle trails New England 3-7. And San Francisco and New York Giants are actually tied at 0-0. Minnesota is on the board first against Washington 3-0. So, keep it tuned. If you didn't hear me earlier, RG3, the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins, is starting today. Even after the concussion issue from a week ago. That San Francisco 49er game against the New York Giants is actually a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game where the Giants won that one at the end due to a fumble at the end by Josh Morgan for the 49ers. So sure, it'll be a lot of emotion involved in that game. It's one that you probably want to keep an eye on as far as good football goes. A lot of good hits. A lot of fast, athletic players out there. So big shout-out to both of those teams. If you didn't know either, myself and Diva J, the co-host of The Locker Room, started our a new segment called Call It, in which we will be taking five games from the NFL week, predicting a winner and giving analysis on why we think said team will win. Right now, I do believe Diva J is up on me as far as the picks go. We're actually tied. We're tied because both of us picked Cincinnati. We both lost that one. I picked the Raiders. She picked Atlanta. She won that one. I picked Baltimore. She picked Dallas. Obviously, I won that one. And Tampa Bay, both of us picked. So the tiebreaker, actually it won't be a tiebreaker because we both – No, it will be a tiebreaker because she picked San Francisco. I picked the Giants. So the winner of the Giants, the New York Giants-San Francisco 49er game, will decide a winner. We all know who that is. It's man out to do because I'm winning even when I'm losing. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Let's take a look at the chat room right now. He's mad because you made him admit the SEC is dopeness. Shout out to T. Austin Reed. Because she just recovered right there. You know what I mean? Like, she dissed my Raiders. You know what I mean? Saying they need a bye year. But then she backs me up when I get the caller who is all over me about the SEC and the Big Ten. Sorry, it's just not close right now. I'm a huge Big Ten fan, but I got to be honest, and the SEC is dominating college football right now. Just better athletes down there, I guess. Our time here on the Locker Room with Altitude and Diva J is now 4:35. We have about 10 more minutes left on the show. If anybody is listening right now, you want to call in, please feel free. Hit the 1 on your dial pad. You'll be connected straight to me, Altitude. But if not, this is probably a good opportunity for me to run down some upcoming programming for the Intune show. As you all know, Miss P, myself, and Diva J's boss has her live segments throughout the week. You want to go to the website to check that out, www.theintuneshow.com. She always has upcoming events and shows posted on the website. Also, our caller from earlier, Sienna, that's at Sienna_Intune on Twitter, has her own segment, Teens in Tune, which is a great, great segment, by the way, for teens across the country. They have great topics. I think the last one was homecoming. So if you are a teenager and you're listening, be sure to check that out. T. Austin Reed also said, Anderson Silva is kicking. I can't say that last word, but that is true. If you didn't hear me earlier, I went over mixed martial arts result where Anderson Silva beat Matt Bonner in the first round by TKO. I think Anderson Silva is the best mixed martial artist in the world. There is another guy, though, by the name of John Jones, who's in the light heavyweight division. Anderson's obviously a middleweight, but he fought as a light heavyweight in his last fight. Dana White, the commissioner of the UFC, wants to see that fight happen. On several occasions, both of those guys have turned it down, citing that they have too much respect for each other. Me personally, I would love to see it happen. I think they both are similar in fighting style. Obviously, John Jones is younger, a little bigger, maybe a little more athletic, but Anderson Silva has guile on his side, experience, things like that. So hopefully they get that done. I would love to see that happen. T. Austin Reed also points out that Anderson is 16-0 in the UFC. I think his record overall is 34-4, but since he's joined the UFC, he has not lost a fight. So Miss T. Austin Reed knows what she's talking about. The longest winning streak, by the way, in UFC history. Thank you, T. Austin. But she did, before saying that, say that the Raiders suck. So you lost 2 points. You gained 7, and you lost 2. How about that? Let me break down my fantasy football score right now. Obviously, if you listen to the Locker Room with Altitude and Diva J, then you know that I am in a fantasy football league. Right now, according to the standings, I am number 2 in my own division, but that is soon to change because I'm leading my opponent this week with a score of 59-44. Had a big game from Cleveland wide receiver Josh Gordon, and obviously Oakland running back Darren McFadden got a touchdown for me, got me 13 points. So hopefully I can hold on and win this one, man. Matt Ryan disappointed me, though. 12 points from Matt Ryan, throwing 3 interceptions to my Raiders. But somehow Atlanta was able to win despite that. If you are listening, then you notice that I'm here talking by myself. And if you haven't been listening since the beginning of the show, then you have no clue why that's happening. Well, about halfway through the show, Miss Diva J was doing some illegal activity, maybe texting, talking on the cell phone in Maryland, where that is strictly against the law, and was pulled over. My guy on the inside just told me that Diva J has been processed and booked. She's looking at a 10 to 30. It's like 10 to 30 minutes. But anyway, hopefully we wish Ms. Diva J a very fast, I would say recovery, but it's not like she's ailing. But hopefully she gets out of her legal.
Diva J is now in tune.
I am not excited about Marilyn Law. Logic.
Back.
I got off because I told him it was an emergency. I told him that my cousin was in an accident somewhere, and I don't have a cousin in D.C., so knock on wood. But I'm not excited. Not for long right now.
Oh, my goodness. They set her free, people.
They did. She's free. Us free.
I was just about to get your commissary money together, man. Make sure you have some tissue and stuff in there.
I'm still putting you together, Jim. I don't do that.
You
told me I had too much attitude, though. He was going to give me a ticket because I had an attitude.
So what was that law? You got a ticket for sassiness.
Highly upset.
Crazy.
I'm so sorry into family for the legal things that happened, but, you know, I'm a dedicated sports person, so I like to do my show by any means necessary. Malcolm X all day.
By any means necessary. That's a good one. Look, I told him that you was out there on 495 looking like Barry Sanders, dodging and ducking police.
You know what? Don't have people looking at Telefy News.
They had the helicopter out there and everything. I was giving the play-by-play on your legal woes.
Don't have people doing that.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good, though. But I'm glad you're back because now, you know, you can go ahead and tell people where they can find yourself on the internet.
You can find me at DIVAH_J on Twitter. Hit me up, contact me, and I'm there.
There you have it. That's Miss Diva J, by the way. So check her out. Be sure to check her out. Actually, me and Diva J got some exciting news. Next week is the Howard Homecoming. That's Howard University here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's actually downtown in Washington. So we will actually be getting some live football in, right?
Yes, we will be live at the game. I will be at the fashion show. I will be at a bunch of different events at the homecoming game.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And as you know, my name is Out to Dude. You can find me at Out to Dude on Twitter, ALTIDUDE. You can follow, make sure you follow the In Tune Show. That's at the letter NTUNEDSHOW. Visit the website, please, www.theintuneshow.com. Visit our segment. There's a new area on the website called Segment. You click on that. You drop down to the locker room. You can find us. We'll have more information in there coming soon. Shout out to T. Austin Reed, by the way, who kept it live in the chat room as always. Thank you. Helped me get through. You know, it was heavy on my heart when you got pulled over, Diva, and T. Austin kept me level. You know what I mean? I was this close to breaking down in tears, but she kept it. She kept me all together. You know what I mean?
Excuse me.
I think she's still dealing with cops, but it's okay. But, yeah, the website is www.theintuneshow.com. Be sure to follow T. Austin Reed on Twitter. T. Austin, type your Twitter in there real fast so I can get it for the people. While she's doing that, be sure to follow Sienna with the Teens in Tune. That's Sienna_in_tune. T. Austin Reed is at T. Austin,
yes.
Reed with two E's on Twitter. So there we have it. Follow Valencia, by the way, at Valencia on Twitter. She's great. She retweets everything. She's tweeting me all the time. It's amazing. She did, however, lose some points, too, by going against my Raiders. But that's neither here nor there. Miss Diva, you got anything else?
I don't. Everybody have a nice week. We'll catch you guys next week on Intune with Diva's Got the J and In the Locker Room at 4.
I was just edited. That's at Valencia 112, like the group. You know everybody here is 112 fans, so at Valencia 112 on Twitter. But that will be it for today's show. Thank you for joining the locker room again. Locker Room with Out to Dude and Diva
okay.
J. I am Out to Dude. That is Diva J. Miss P, you got anything?
No, thank you, guys. Awesome as usual, and thank you, Altitude, for keeping it live. I was over here with tears coming out of my eyes, period. I love you both, and I'll see you guys next week.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys. So that was Diva J and Altitude. Hilarious show today. I literally was over here crying. No exaggeration. I should have snapped the picture. So I just want to give a shout-out to Valencia, to T. Austin, to Sienna, to Altitude, and Diva J, of course, for being amazing. Shout-out to Hannah Bird also for all those who missed her interview earlier in the broadcast, and definitely check her out on I Rock the Violin. I will be back on tomorrow night at 10 p.m., and we'll be playing T. Austin's new track. And I'm just going to keep it a little hush-hush, and we'll all check it out together. So be in tune tomorrow at 10 p.m. I love you guys, and, yeah, you already know all that good stuff. I know you guys are tired of hearing it from me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in town. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.